This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched Mission Mausam to make the country weather-ready and climate-smart nation. The Prime Minister launched the mission during the celebrations of the 150th Foundation Day of India Meteorological Department IMD at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the launch of Mission Mausam is a symbol of the country's commitment towards a sustainable future and future readiness. He praised the IMD's 150-year journey, describing it as a glorious chapter of modern science and technology in the country. The Prime Minister said IMD has not only served millions of Indians, but has also become a symbol of India's scientific progress.
IMD ने इन 150 वर्षों में न केवल करोड़ों भारतीयों की सेवा की है बल्कि भारत की वैज्ञानिक यात्रा का भी प्रतीक बना है इन उपलब्धियों पर आज डाक टिकट और विशेष कॉइन भी रिलीज किया गया है 2047 में जब देश आजादी के 100 साल मनाएगा तब भारतीय मौसम विभाग का स्वरूप क्या होगा इसके लिए विजन डॉक्यूमेंट भी जारी हुआ है
Addressing the event, Union Minister of State for Earth Sciences, Dr. Jitendra Singh, emphasized the significant advancements in India's weather forecasting capabilities. He noted there has been a 50% improvement in forecast accuracy over the last decade. A series of events, activities and workshops have been organized to showcase IMD's achievements through the past 150 years. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has highlighted India's rising global stature and its unique ability to navigate a polarized world while providing meaningful assistance during challenging times. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Spain, he emphasized India's approach of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and Sabka Vishwas on the global stage. Dr. Jaishankar also expressed optimism about India-Spain relations, stating the ties between the two nations are on the cusp of significant advancement. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Jammu and Kashmir is incomplete without POK and people in POK are discriminated on the basis of religion. Addressing the ex-servicemen rally organised by Army in Akhnoor area in the outskirts of Jammu today, Mr. Singh said they know that there are active launching pads in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir POK, but the government will take action on time. He praised the sacrifices of army soldiers, emphasizing the role in safeguarding the nation against terrorism. The defense minister also hoisted a 108-foot national flag and inaugurated a heritage museum in the Akhnoor. North Korea launched multiple short-range ballistic missiles towards the East Sea today. South Korea's military said it detected the launches this morning from the Kangye area north's Jagang province and the missiles flew about 250 kilometers before splashing into the sea. South Korea's acting president Choi Sang-mok denounced North Korea's latest launch, calling it a clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated the devotees who took part in the first Amrit Snan at the Mahakumbh on the festival of Makar Sankranti. Sharing the glimpses of the Mahakumbh, Mr. Modi said, Mahakumbh is a true reflection of devotion and spirituality. The festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan have been celebrated with great traditional fervour across the country today. The festivals are celebrated to mark the auspicious occasion of sun moving into the zodiac sign of Capricorn. On the occasion, people take holy dips in sacred rivers, cook traditional food, share it with friends and family and do charity as a gratitude. In Gujarat and other parts of Western India, it is also celebrated as the festival of kites. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, these festivals will bring success and happiness in everyone's lives and further the spirit of happiness and togetherness. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended on a positive note, snapping their four-day losing streak. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex gained 170 points or 0.22% to close at 76,500. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added 90 points, almost 0.4%, to settle at 23,176. And that is the end of this news bulletin.